Hello everyone, thanks for listening to Apprendre l'anglais avec Lactu. To support the podcast, get access to episode transcripts and a comprehension quiz for every new story, then join the Learn English with Ben fan club. It's patreon.com/learnenglishwithben if you're interested. patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. Today's new story is about a woman that mistook a real Tasmanian devil for a dog toy. But before we find out how that happened and what happened next, let's take a look at some vocabulary that I'll be using in today's episode. So the first word is a verb, to grab, G-R-A-B. The next word, to shoot. You'll need to know the context to understand this, to shoot. Next, a noun, a couch. What is a couch? C-O-U-C-H. Next, a phrase, to take refuge. To take refuge. Next, a verb, to corner. Corner, C-O-R-N-E-R. Next, a phrase, in itself. In itself. Next, another phrase, fright of one's life. The fright of my life, for example. Next, a verb, shoo, S-H-O-O. Two more, a noun, next, broomstick, broomstick. And finally, potty training. What exactly is potty training? So hopefully you'll hear all of those words in today's news story. See if you can understand what they mean based on the context. And then at the end, we'll come back to all of those words to look at how I use them and what they mean. So here is today's news story. Unless you've been to Tasmania, you won't have ever been in contact with a Tasmanian devil. Maybe you've seen pictures of them. Maybe you're familiar with Taz, the famous Looney Tunes cartoon character. They're called Tasmanian devils for a reason. They look very scary, especially when they show you their teeth. You certainly wouldn't want to be face to face with one. But Hobart resident Kirsten Lynch had that very experience, and more, when she went to pick up what she thought was her dog's Tasmanian devil soft toy, and it ran away. She hadn't been grabbing a toy, but the real thing. She explained, "I went to reach for it. The devil shot underneath the couch." Kirsten's husband managed to chase the creature out of the house while the rest of the family took refuge on the kitchen table. She said, "We were concerned that if she or he was cornered and scared, they would bite someone. So at some stage, the family was standing on the dining table, which in itself was classically funny. I got the fright of my life. But to be honest, I think the poor thing was more terrified of us." Video footage shows the marsupial trying to hide before being shooed out with a broomstick. So what was it doing in the house? Kirsten believes it followed their puppy, Gecko, into the house. She said, "The devil got through the fence behind Gecko and walked in through the door that we leave open for her, as she's still potty training. It was very cute." Tasmanian devils rarely enter homes, but can often be found in urban areas at this time of the year, looking for food, as they learn how to survive without their parents. And that's today's news story. Okay. So, imagine the fear if you came face to face with one of those. Anyway, let's take a look at the vocabulary that I gave you at the start. And the first word was to grab. I said she hasn't been grabbing a toy, but the real thing. To grab means to hold onto something tightly, strongly. Next, to shoot. And we'll also look at the next word as well, couch. So she explained, "I went to reach for it. The devil shot underneath the couch." To shoot means to move very quickly and suddenly. And the couch is the sofa. Next, to take refuge. So the family took refuge on the kitchen table. This means to go to a place for protection or safety. Next, corner. She said, "We were concerned that if she or he was cornered and scared, they would bite someone. So to be cornered means to be trapped in the corner of a room." Next, in itself, she said that the family were standing on the dining table, which in itself was classically funny. So if you say in itself, it means alone, considered separately from other things. So maybe the whole story is very funny, but just the image of them on the kitchen table in itself, just that image alone, is very funny. Next, fright of my life. She said, "I got the fright of my life." This means she was very, very scared. Next, to shoo. So the animal was shooed out. So to shoo means to make an animal or a person move away or go away or to leave by pushing them away. And how did they shoo the animal away? Well, with a broomstick. And a broomstick is the long handle of a broom, and a broom is used to sweep the floor. And finally, potty training. So explaining how the animal got in, they think that it walked in through the door that they leave open for the dog, as the dog is still potty training. So why is the dog outside? What does potty training mean? Well, it's the process of learning to use the toilet independently. That's potty training. And it can be used for human babies, but also for young pets. Okay, that's it. Hopefully those words are nice and clear for you now and you understood today's news story. So thank you for listening. Make sure you head to patreon.com/learnenglishwithben if you want to test your understanding and join the fan club. I'll be back with another episode on Wednesday.